This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Joining me now, Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. You know, that intro liner we had there from Adam had me wanting to ask this question to you, Zach. I love all the factions, all the different DNVRs. You got the DNVR Broncos, Nuggets, Avs, Rockies, Buffs, Rams. It's all over the place. I love it. Do you guys ever hang out? Like, does Broncos DNVR guy, do you cross over and hang out with Nuggets DNVR guys? How does that go, Zach?
You know, Brady, sometimes there is crossover, especially when there's events that bring us all together. But, I mean, you know how Broncos is. 11 months of the year, it's crazy busy. And then, really, the only time we have off, the Nuggets are either in the championship or they're off, too. So sometimes there is crossover and we get the whole gang together.
Well, you guys, I was hanging out with Justin Michael talking CSU Rams and UNC Bears coming up this weekend. So, man, you guys do a great job, and we're honored to have as many of the insiders jump on as we possibly can. But not many better when it comes to talking Broncos and getting us that information than the Zach Stevens. They got the deal done, Zach. The Broncos got it done with Nick Bonitto. Big money for him. I honestly thought we might get a little higher than, what is it, $26 million a year, but it could get to 30. I thought maybe we'd start at the $30 million, could get to like 33.
Yeah, and Brady, you're not going to be surprised by this, but I love the deal for both sides, and it's exactly what you said. Nick Bonitto could have held out for not just more money, but Brady, he could have held out for way more money. Micah Parsons just reset the market to a completely new degree at $47 million. Now, was Nick Bonitto going to get $47 million this year? No, he wasn't. But could he have held out and waited until after this season and then got $47 million on the open market? You could make a case that if he went out and had another 15-sack season, that he could have got top of the money in the market. But instead, he decides to take what I think is a very team-friendly discount, and this is a win-win for both sides. Look, he was set to make $5 million this year, which no doubt is a lot of money. Now he gets $26.5 million per year for the next 4 years once this extension kicks in, with $70 million guaranteed. Brady, that's obviously life-changing money and generational wealth for him. So that's why it's a big win for Nick Bonitto. He's going to get a massive signing bonus, tens of millions of dollars. And then for the Broncos, this is a win because you mentioned it. This is a team-friendly deal, so much so that when Nick signs this deal, he becomes the 10th highest paid pass rusher in the NFL. Don't forget, he was in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. If you're in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year, it's not crazy to think that you can reset the market at your position. And not only does he not reset the market, he becomes 10th. By the time his deal is in year 3 and 4, Brady, he's probably going to be in the 20s, if not 30s, in terms of highest paid edge rushers. This is going to be an incredibly friendly deal. He could have got, for this year from the Broncos, $3 million plus, and he decided to give them a team-friendly discount. I'm told that right before training camp, the Broncos offered him $20 million. He wasn't offended by that number, but he wanted a little bit more, but he made it known to the Broncos that he was not trying to break the bank. He gets more than the $20 million that was very initially offered. Broncos. That's why I think this is a great deal.
Okay, we lost you there for just like the last 3 seconds, but I think we got the gist of it, Zach. Why? I'm asking why, because I think a lot of us believe Nick Benito is going to be, you know, maybe Von Miller-esque in his career. $20 million seems pretty low, and then you see the Micah Parsons deal, and if Nick would have held out, goes on to have the season that I'm sure his camp believes he's going to have, he's leaving a lot of money on the table. So my question to you, like, why did Nick decide to take kind of the team-friendly deal?
Well, $70 million guaranteed right there, Brady. Yeah, that's a big reason why there. And if you remember, Nick got a little, he had that bone spur in the first preseason game. That kind of reminds guys like, hey, man, until I sign that deal, nothing's guaranteed. And another reason, Brady, he signs this deal now. It's a 4-year extension. By the time this deal fully expires, he's going to be 30 years old. Now, I'm not saying Nick Benito is TJ Watt, but if he continues to progress in this way that he has over the last few years, he'll be on the conversation of being one of the best edge rushers. And TJ Watt just signed a 3-year, $123 million extension. And he's 30 years old. So Nick Benito, this sets himself up for a big payday now, but also potentially another big contract to come in the future. And then also some goodwill from Nick Benito's side to the Broncos. And Nick and his agent, Torrey Dandy, can bring this up in a couple of years when maybe there's only 1 year left on his deal and he wants to re-up. Well, he gave the Broncos a good deal, so maybe they can come and give him a new deal when there's 1 year left on this thing.
In a day and age where almost every time this year we see holdout, we see player upset or not showing up to training camp, you noted this on your X account. In the past 14 months, they've signed massive deals with zero drama. Quinn Meinerz, I mean, that was so quiet. Patrick Surtain, for as big a name as he is, it was quiet. Jonathan Cooper, DJ Jones, Garrett Bowles, Cortland Sutton. Maybe we kind of thought there might be a holdout of some sort, but really never manifested anything negative. Zach Allen, Nick Benito. Why? I'm asking a lot of whys today, Zach, but is it the culture? Is it the way the Broncos do business now? Because it just seems like they're getting a lot of big moves done with very, very little, probably to no drama.
Yeah, it's a lot of trust between the organization and players, and the way the Broncos operate, they don't put anything out there. And George Payton, credit to him, because when he got here before the Walton Payton ownership group, or Penner ownership group, before Sean Payton got here, George Payton made it a point to do business behind closed doors, to not air out dirty laundry, and that has seeped into the organization over the past 4 years. And the players now know that that's not how the Broncos operate. They're not going to make the players look bad, and the players have now trusted the organization enough to give them that respect back. And then the Walton Penner ownership group has certainly bought into that. And another key thing is when players trust an organization and buy into that, is when they see the actual money start flowing out into guys in the locker room. And Brady, you mentioned those mini contracts in the last 14 months. If you add all of those together, we're talking about $500 million that have been handed out to players currently on the team. That does not include the Mike McGlinchey's, free agents. It does not include the Dre Greenlaws. That's just guys on the team. So the Broncos' track record of paying their own guys does help. And talking to players in the locker room, it really does make an impact. So paying your own guys, drafting and developing. Brady, that's how long-term success it happens in the NFL, is when you draft and develop properly and you pay your own guys. The Broncos under George Payton have a fantastic track record of that.
It's crazy. I was just thinking about this, too. So George Payton, obviously kind of the head up of the whole Russell Wilson situation. We know there was a lot more thanks to that story that came out about the potential collusion and all that. But at the end of the day, George Payton does the contract extension with Russell Wilson and then hires Nathaniel Hackett. I mean, he was on borrowed time at that point, Zach. And then suddenly, look at all these moves. Look at everything that has happened. He and Sean Payton, I wondered if that was going to be the end too, where Sean's going to want more of a yes man in his corner. George has been next to perfect since those two big hires or those two big issues.
Yeah, he certainly has, Brady. And there's no doubt that it's fair to say that George Payton could have absolutely been fired after what happened in that first year with Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson. There was every right for the Broncos to move on from him. They gave him the benefit of the doubt. They gave him another shot. And boy, has he proven them right on that. And when the Broncos hired George Payton, you got to remember, he was one of the hottest, if not the hottest, general manager candidates out there. He said no to the Browns. The Browns wanted to hire him as their general manager a year or two before the Broncos did. He said no. That's how high in demand he was, as he felt like he could say no to teams, and he did. When the Broncos got him, he was viewed as one of the best non-general manager talent evaluators in the NFL. And boy, has he been that since the Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson era happened. And he's just been fantastic. You look, every single draft that the Broncos have had under George Payton, they have hit it out of the park. Pat Surtain was his very first pick. How did that turn out? He's a defensive player of the year when a lot of people said the Broncos should have gone with a quarterback like Mac Jones or Justin Fields. He also got Nick Benito. He got Jonathan Cooper. That was one draft, Brady. That was his first draft. Nick Benito, Jonathan Cooper, and Pat Surtain. How's that one turn out? And then, I mean, you can just look. Riley Moss a couple of years ago. Last year, we know Bo Nix, Sean, had a lot to do with that one, but still, he gets credit for that. So, the encouraging thing is, George Payton's not going anywhere. He has 2 years left on his deal. I fully expect him to get a contract extension after this season and be here for the long term.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. I love these stories where it's like the guy is basically, man, Vance Joseph's another one of those guys that was maybe like on the way out, and then look at this. We're talking about potentially one of the greats, great defenses in Broncos history coming up this season. So I'm excited about that. The next big contract is that John Franklin Myers. What do you see? That's likely to play out throughout the season. Am I right?
Yeah, Brady, you're right about that one. And this one's going to be a tough one to get done. At some point, you can't pay everyone.
Can't get them all.
And it was exactly. And it was very clear that the Broncos were going to take care of Cortland Sutton, Zach Allen, and Nick Benito, likely before the season. They just got that done 3 days before the season. But the Broncos are almost paying every single person on the defensive side. And the Broncos drafted Savion Jones to essentially replace John Franklin Meyer. Now, if John is willing to take a very team-friendly discount, the Broncos would love to keep him. It's nothing against John. It's just, man, we got too many guys to pay right now. So I don't expect that one to get done unless John's willing to take a pretty darn team-friendly deal. It has nothing to do with John. It would just be very difficult to get that one done.
Zach Stevens joining us, DNVR Broncos. Zach, I know you got a roll, but man, this reminds me a lot of what San Francisco was trying to do. We're going to be in a window. We got a rookie quarterback. He's, you know, whatever. We'll see how good he is, but we're gonna pay all these other big positions around him. It sure feels like the Broncos are kind of in that territory, maybe talking Super Bowl window the next couple of years.
Oh, without a doubt. There's no question about it. And Brady, Sean's talking about it already this year. You and I have talked about that a lot, how the Broncos are in that window. But next year, when the Broncos don't have any Russell Wilson dead cap money, because they still have $35.5 million of that on their books this year, and they're talking Super Bowl, when that frees up, just think about what they're going to do in free agency, how aggressive they're going to be able to be to add those final pieces, to add that DeMarcus Ware piece, to add that TJ Ward piece, Aqib Talib piece that the Broncos did in order to win Super Bowl 50. That's when it's going to be like, okay, they are all in. Right now the Broncos are building toward that and in that conversation. Next year they're going to be all in on it.
Starts with Tennessee this weekend, Zach. We're almost there, man. I believe the Broncos are 8.5-point favorites unless that has moved. Any concern about this game? Could it be sneaky? Got a rookie quarterback with Tennessee. How are we feeling? Do the Broncos take care of business?
Let me just throw the cliches out there. Any given Sunday, anything can happen. But Brady, when you take a step back and look at this, the Broncos, this is the easiest game in the NFL that any team could possibly have this entire season. You get the worst team in the NFL from last year at home with a rookie quarterback making his first career start on the road. That is as easy as it can be. Now, I'm not saying the Broncos are going to win by 50 points, but I do think the Broncos cover the 8-point spread. They should win easy at home. I'll take them by at least 10, 14. They really should take care of them. So absolutely no concern for me right now. Saying all of that, Brady, if they go out and lay an egg and lose to Tennessee, Everything I just said holds true. And it will be panic. just after week one. So Broncos got to take care of business. Sean Payton has preached on how important fast starts are to this season. Well, you have the perfect opportunity to start 1-0, and honestly, you have a perfect opportunity to start 2-0 with the Colts on the road after.
I agree, my friend Zach. Great work by you as always, and we'll look forward to following along with you as the Broncos begin their season on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. I appreciate it, my friend.
Brady, appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
All right, man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. It does. It reminds me a lot of what San Francisco did. It just, you know, with Brock Purdy, it just didn't work out. The hope is that you're signing all these great deals, and Cortland Sutton's solid, and Zach Allen, Nick Benito, all these guys, the free agent acquisitions are big. And then in that process, your quarterback is becoming a household name. So they've done everything up to this point. It just seems perfect, Mike. It just seems perfect. But the big thing is, all these guys are set up. We're expecting them to have big years. But it all kind of centers around, does Bo Nix become, as Sean Payton said, a top five type quarterback in this league? That is a tall task right there. That journey starts on Sunday against Tennessee, 49 minutes after the hour. This is The Whole Show powered by Chevron. Coming up, we got top stories of the day. I've got my Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question, so put on your thinking caps. You got to register for this, man. This place is freaking awesome, and I'm going to give you $20 maybe just to be one of four to get in this, to go in and spend some money. It's The Whole Show. We'll be right back.
What's happening in your community? Greeley, Loveland, and Fort Collins, Good Morning NoCo is on it. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.